Shankara Troop. I am not in the mood for Tyrone's sorry, baby, give me some lovin' routine. So when I see him in the hall, I storm past as if he's not even there. Eventually, he'll figure out why. I come to school sporting shades and a Johnny print across my left cheek, Johnny being the name of the idiot who smacked me last night. Naturally, Portia is the first person who notices my new tattoo. She walks straight up to me and says, "You deserve better, girlfriend, and you know it." No hello, no how are you, just, "You deserve better." Then she turns away and walks into the classroom. Typical Portia. No nonsense. That's why we get along. Then here comes Sheila Gamberoni. The minute she sees me, she demands to know the name of the guy who gave me my shiner, like she's gonna send her brothers after him or something. I keep his name to myself, just in case. She commences to call the guy everything but a child of God, which makes her feel better, I think, then gives me a hug and says she'll see me later. Sheila's a bit over the top with this sister act, as if she's trying to make up for being white, but she means well. I can do without some of the other girls who stare at me, though. I know they're just looking for something to talk about, so I'll rip off my sunglasses, let them get a better look. Might as well stare all you want. This is the first and last time you'll ever see me like this. Of course, that's what they all say. Nobody knows that better than me. My sister's boyfriends have been beating on her for years. I made up my mind a long time ago. I'm not having none of that. Last night I tried telling this to Johnny, who seems to be hard of hearing. He'd brought me home from a movie. He came in for a while, got comfortable since Mom was working overtime and we had the apartment to ourselves. We locked lips for a few minutes. Next thing I know, he's fingering my shirt buttons. I push him away, gently at first. "I think we better slow down," I say. "No, no," he says, voice all husky. "It's just getting good." This time, his hand shoots up my skirt. Bad move. I jump off the sofa like it's on fire. "Maybe it's time for you to go." He grabs.